Thank you. Answering the next question raised by Ms. Chanja, and thank you for your question. You mentioned the implementation of the Interministerial Committee on Human Rights. And perhaps I can begin answering this question, and then my colleague to my left will conclude the answer. I believe I can answer this in part because I chaired the Interministerial Committee in my previous capacity as Ministry for Human Rights in Luxembourg. So the main responsibility of that committee is that of coordinating all government actions as well as all its replies to treaty bodies in the area of human rights. This interministerial committee meets at least every 2 months, and the interministerial committee brings together representatives from all ministries of the government. So each minister appoints a representative to participate in this committee. Which means that you have brought representation, such as you can see today with this delegation. We have about a healthy dozen of ministries represented. The committee operates in two different formats. The first one, and it's usually during the first half of the day, that is set aside for a discussion among the representatives of various ministries, and then we move on for the second part of the session to a different format where we open it up to civil society representatives and the national human rights institutions. We have interaction with the national human rights institutions and civil society organizations. But the specific question raised by Ms. Jamsha was whether all the recommendations made by that committee were implemented and taken on board. And I can assure you that all the recommendations are considered. And for each recommendation, one or more ministries were appointed as leaders in providing a response and working for the implementation of that recommendation. Now, I cannot guarantee that all recommendations to date have been implemented, but I can tell you that we are working as I have just outlined. And our colleague